It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hour number two here on a Tuesday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's the midday show with Andy and Randy. Abe was just saying the AP poll is going to be dropped any minute now, and we are kind of taking predictions as to where Georgia Tech might be ranked.
Probably 22.
Yeah.
2022.
Somewhere in the 20s. Don't, you know, I mean, it would have been nice for them if Florida State would have bounced back with a better performance.
They got ramrodded.
They got smoked.
Yeah, they got the hell beat out of them.
They got bullied on the lines by Boston College. Yes. And out of those, all that narrative, and I even bought into it, from some of the scouts talking about the best defensive line in college football. I don't think so. Florida State has that.
That's back-to-back weeks that they got ramrodded.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, just got manhandled.
Yeah, and look, credit to the teams that did it to him also. I know everybody's going to jump on the Florida State hate, and I get it, and at the end of the season last year and all the whining and blah, blah, blah. But, like, Brent Key has a mentality for what he wants his football team to be like. It is physical. You know Bill O'Brien wants his football team to play like that. Bill O'Brien's an excellent football coach.
Yes,
from the moment he got hired at Boston College, you and I were both like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That feels like the right move. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a guy who's been a lot of different places, had some success, maybe not quite as much success in other places. He's from Boston. The expectation there from the football program isn't as high as it would be at other places. He goes there and gets you, like, 8 wins-ish, and then every once in a while you jump up and get 10, maybe make a college playoff like once a decade. Like, he's there for the rest of his career if he wants to be.
Yeah, he's a – Billy O can coach, man.
Yeah.
He can. And I know we talked to Mike, and that with the job he did at Penn State after coming from behind all that
stuff. Because he was the first coach after all the Paterno stuff.
Yes, and for him to do what he did and stabilize that thing and then go down to Houston. And they made the playoffs while I was in Houston. The biggest thing for him is that he took a job that he knew he didn't want.
Yes.
He did not want to be the general manager of that football team.
And now the more you learn about what was going on behind the scenes, like, there was a lot of – that was a poorly run organization at the time.
Yes, it was. But I think Tech should be ranked somewhere in the 20s somewhere, because like you said, it's not their fault that they did what they were supposed to do. They're
2-0.
You know, they
and played good on Saturday.
Played good
night.
On Saturday night. So I mean, yeah, we'll see how it goes though. But I know a lot. I mean, I think Laura Woods said the top 25 poll is just so weird to me a lot of times, especially the moving up spot. Like, if you don't lose, why should you have to move back?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we did win, so why should we have to be moved back? So, yeah, we'll see.
I would be pretty cool if Oregon got moved back, though.
Yeah, you just wanted to. You're loving it.
I'm loving it.
I didn't see the game.
It was disgusting.
I saw Dylan Gabriel's stats. I was like, oh, they beat the hell out of him. Then I saw the score, and I was like,
what
the hell happened?
They should have scored a lot more points.
I was like, what happened?
Yeah, turning it over on downs and not converting in the red zone and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, Idaho scored a touchdown to make it 17-14 in the fourth quarter, and then they went down and scored and ended up winning by 10 points. But they got Boise State on Saturday. That Boise State running back had 265 and 6 touchdowns.
In the heat of Statesboro.
Yeah, on the road.
In the heat in Statesboro.
Sorry to all the Georgia Southern fans that had to watch that.
Yeah.
This dude went for 6 touchdowns.
Yes. Who had a better – him or the damn receiver from Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah, but 14 catches, 4 touchdowns.
300 yards.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on.
But, I mean,
video game numbers week one for some of these guys.
Come on, man.
Noah Fifita, by the way, the Arizona quarterback, put up crazy numbers, too, because he was just throwing it to him.
He's throwing it to him.
I don't know how to say the guy's first name. Trattoria something McMillan.
Mm-hmm.
T. McMillan.
T-Mac.
That's T-Mac.
Yeah, we'll call him T-Mac.
Just, man, what a great start to the year for them. And then the running back that had been there at Arizona.
He's in Washington
Jonah Coleman went up to Washington and had 100 and something and 3 touchdowns. So, yeah, man, good start to the season for some teams. Horrible start to the season for other teams. Boston College and Georgia Tech get to say they beat a top 10 team, though.
They do. Because they were
10 at the time.
Florida State was number 10.
They were.
Yes, they were.
Because they don't re-rank after week 0, so there you go.
Two
losses is a top 10 team. They're not a top 10 team. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off.
They're not making the playoffs.
No, they're
not. We're going no huddle.
With the midday show no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go! Set!
Week 1, NFL season. Kicks off on Thursday night, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, by the way. Baltimore at Kansas City, pregame 7:30, kickoff at 8:15. Got the Green Bay Philly game on WAOK on Friday night, and then Sunday, the Falcons take on the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. Pregame at 11, kickoff at 1. Wade Ford tailgate show on Sunday beforehand with John Fricke, Joe Patrick, and Harper LaBelle.
Yes.
That's a great crew for that show. And everything gets going, man. They announced their captains yesterday. Falcons did. Kirk Cousins, Grady Jarrett, Jake Matthews, Jesse Bates. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world to have those four guys as your captains. And, it's crazy. First of all, shout out. Happy birthday to Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Just saw the Falcons. They tweeted out it's his birthday. So happy birthday to Coach Raw.
How old is Raheem?
47.
Yeah, young.
Yeah, somewhere 45, 47, somewhere in that area. But, yeah, it's game week. And now you get an opportunity to.
48.
40, okay. Now you get an opportunity to because it's your squad. You got an opportunity to go over there. You're playing a good Philadelphia team. I know a lot of the talk is about the quarterback room and all those different things, and we'll talk more and more as we get closer to Sunday. But this is a good football team with some really high-level elite players at certain positions. Especially on defense, elite players at specific positions that red circle. And it's like three of them on the defense.
They got multiple guys on their defense that you have to account for every play that they're on the field. And they can wreck a game. I mean, that's the reality of it. They got guys on that defense that you might be more – and I think the Falcons are more talented than Pittsburgh is across the board. Certainly have better quarterback play. But, I mean, you let T.J. Watt get in there a couple times, doesn't matter. Changes everything. Justin Simmons was talking about the quarterback play or the quarterback position for Pittsburgh. Here that is.
Yeah, no, it won't matter. And I'm sure, knowing Coach Tomlin and how well he's done there, I'm sure that there, even if Russ goes out and start, there might be packages where, you know, Justin Fields comes in and with his ability. And, Russ is a proven veteran in this league and obviously had the pleasure of being his teammate in the last few years in Denver.
That's
and, know he's going to be prepared and he's going to be ready. He's going to have those guys going. And so we have our work cut out for us defensively. And, one that I think – we'll answer the bell with, but, we got our work cut out with this. They got great receivers, great run game, so we're going to have to be able to do our thing.
Justin Simmons was a part of Broncos country. Let's ride.
He was. And I just saw, he's getting more and more acclimated and everything like that. I'm sure he's been ramped up, and he'll be ready for a full boat on Sunday. But he's absolutely correct. You got to practice for both quarterbacks. I would be shocked if Justin Fields – I don't know how much he's going to play, but I would not be shocked if Justin Fields is not playing this game.
What do you think? 5 snaps?
I think if it works, more.
Keep doing it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you play these type of games with quarterbacks that teams that have quarterbacks and play packages, if it's working, they're going to use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's always one of those things, if the coach – and this happens at coaching at every single freaking level – if it don't work the first time, if something goes bad, the first time they won't run it again. That's how they are.
Yeah.
That didn't work. Yeah. It didn't work.
Scrap it. Well, we spent a lot of time working on Justin Fields' specific packages this week. All right. I guess not.
Scrap it.
So a couple pieces of 49ers news. Trent Williams is ending his holdout. Sounds like he's going to get what he wants. Yeah. I don't know do we have the details on what that is yet?
No, I think more or less it could, because of how it is. He got 3 years left, no guarantee. He's making about 20 this year. Maybe they take some from that third year.
That third year was a lot of
money. Yeah, maybe take half of that, put him over 30. Because I think – who was number one? Penny Sewell's number one, I think.
Okay.
So he's somewhere around 28. So
he needs more than that.
He needs more than that. And so maybe you can move it around. I saw he's on a private jet, his plane, by the way, leaving Houston to go to San Fran. So, yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Now, it did cost him $5 million.
$5 million.
$5 million to sit out in fines.
And he can't get that back.
No, yeah. They don't. They used to be able to just waive it. They can't do that.
They can't get that back.
He's going to get a bunch of money, though.
Oh, yeah.
A whole bunch of money. Now, the bad news is, you see what happened to the wide receiver, Richie Pearsall?
Yeah, man.
He was shot in a robbery incident.
Yeah, man.
Over a Rolex. Sounds like, I mean, thank God. Yeah. Sounds like he's going to be all right.
Yes.
Obviously, he's going to miss some time, but
crazy
story over the weekend.
When I saw it, I was like, goodness gracious, man. You know, you just always got to be aware of your surroundings. He was going to a signing. You know, I guess he was going to like an appearance or something.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and it was just crazy that
the guy that shot him shot himself, too.
The guy that shot, there was a struggle for the weapon, and both guys got shot.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it just sucks, man. It just sucks. And that's an unfortunate thing. You know, some people don't care who you are. They don't give a damn to work hard. He saw a Rolex, which he rightfully, God gave you the ability and everything to buy you a Rolex. Why can't I wear my damn Rolex? Yeah. You know what I mean? But, I'm glad the kid's all right.
No kidding.
I'm glad the kid's
all right. No kidding. Thank goodness he's okay. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. They're headed down to Brazil, but they're only going down there for one thing.
We're going there to play and win a football game. That's our goal. That's our only goal as we go down there. And so, you know, it's just getting everybody in the right mindset of what you want, what you need to be when you go down there. It's like you can control the things that you can control.
Control the controllables.
Yep.
We're going to Brazil to play. That's what it is, and we're excited about that. We're excited about the opportunity to play in a neutral site, knowing that and they have a slightly different schedule of things that happen.
Yeah, I mean,
these guys hate this.
Yeah,
hate it.
I mean, everybody loves to go to Brazil. Okay, don't get me wrong. It's cool, but yeah.
When you went to Brazil, what was your main goal?
Well, I'm single. I was single, so you know.
Was it to control the controllables?
Yeah.
Oh,
if you want to say that, but I mean, it was fun as hell when we went down there. It was awesome.
Yeah, we didn't have a football game.
Ain't no football game exactly, and so. But these guys, you got to understand, they know what their job is. They understand it. I'm sure they've had. I'm talking about unlimited, like, people come in and talk to them about what to do, how they want you probably to stay on the resort the whole time you're there, don't be wandering off, everything like that, because that's what you're there for, to win a football game. You're there, I don't know when they go down and everything like that, but their main objective, they're going to win a football game, and I'm going to play a football game against a damn team that has
good
the same
team.
Aspirations as them.
Yeah, good team.
These are two of the upper echelon teams in the NFC. And so that should, you know, warrant a little bit more also. Like, you ain't going down to play the Cardinals. You're going to play the Packers.
Yeah, that's the thing about normally the London game, at least normally they send one bum-ass team over there.
No.
So it's like an advantage for the team that has to go over there and play them.
No.
Now, these are both really good teams. Supposedly, we'll see. I mean, Philadelphia fell off at the end of the year last year, but I think they'll probably be back. Green Bay made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, man, so. I'm just saying. Green Bay's a damn good football team. A lot of people are high on them because of how the quarterback, they made some nice additions on the defense. Green Bay's going to be as long as a young man, and I don't see any reason why Jordan Love would degress. But I think the biggest thing with the Eagles, what the hell happened to them last year?
I don't know.
I mean, they were 10-1.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, Jalen Hurts wasn't feeling the play calling, and then him and Sirianni.
It was just a whole bunch of weird.
They had some injuries.
And then you, as a head coach, and this is always the last draw if you don't win. They went out and hired Kellen Moore for you?
Right.
And hired a defensive coordinator for you?
Yeah.
Like, you better watch yourself. And Big Dom better watch yourself, too. Walking down there, Big Dom and...
How's he going down?
You know Big Dom going.
Careful.
Careful, Dom.
He got in trouble last year in the United States.
Yeah.
All right.
Be careful, Dom.
We'll come back. We'll talk about the first weekend of college football. Tons of good games. A couple bad ones, too. But we'll talk mostly about the good ones. Winners, losers, college football week one. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Get into a college football conversation in just a couple of minutes from right now. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Back page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes as well. Brandon Adams is going to join us in an hour from right now. Obviously, talk with him about Georgia's impressive, dominating, whatever adjective you want to use, it was positive, that is. Coming up in an hour from right now, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast over Clemson. We'll get into everything else that happened in week one as well.
I'm just looking because they play at 2 o'clock. Tennessee Tech? That's Georgia's next game? Mm-hmm. Tennessee Tech at 2 o'clock. All right. Great. On what? What channel?
Some app, probably.
Oh, okay. Right. I had to watch the dogs on a damn app.
Yeah.
They felt so good, man, to sit down in the basement, because I can't watch Georgia games. She won't let me watch it anywhere else but in the basement. And just the anticipation all day for some reason, because, you know, these are the new Saturdays where the kids have stuff in the morning, so mm-hmm. I got to try and help and get back before kickoff. And just sitting there waiting for that kickoff, I'm like, we about to beat the hell out of Clemson. By the time 11:50 came rolled around, I was like, okay. We finna beat the hell out of it. But then I was getting a little impatient, but I kind of was feeling what they're trying to do, fill them out, all those different things. And I was like, okay, halftime. And Ben Watson had text. We were texting. I was like, okay, it's time to beat their ass.
Yeah, open it up.
Yeah, just open it up.
Open it up. Let Carson. He didn't throw the ball down the field, but maybe once or twice.
Yeah, I was like, let's open it up.
And a lot of little quick bubble screen.
Let's go ahead. Beat them down.
Yeah, man. Very conservative. Kind of feel them out. Now they still could have scored probably 21 points in the first half. Just a couple missed throws here and there, and ended up with a couple field goals. But yeah, I mean, it was a sick. You said it last week. Actually, you're like, at some point during the game, Georgia will be up 6, and it feels like they're up 20.
Right.
That's what it felt like at halftime. Like that's how good the defense was playing. And look, Clemson just, you know, I don't know, that quarterback isn't
– He isn't that guy. He's DJU.
Yeah, he's fine, but he's not going to win games like that. Like, you're not going to beat Georgia with that guy. They got other issues beyond that, but I mean, he's overthrow, he's missing throws, making bad decisions. He's not a freshman. Like, this is a guy who's been around for a minute now. So he is who he is. Same thing with DJU. There's a lot of quarterbacks around college football that – just because you change places doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be like some new guy. It's happened for some people.
Yeah.
Like Bo Nix went to Oregon and was a completely different guy. And Michael Penix was good at Indiana, but obviously went to Washington and took it to a different level.
Yeah.
But, you know, DJU is not doing that, obviously, at Florida State, to the point where, like, why even keep playing him?
Yeah.
Like, you got young quarterbacks, you're 0-2. You know what DJU is. It's not, you know. You're not the future,
mm-hmm.
So play the young guys.
Might as well see what
you got.
Might as well, man. But I know you guys were, because you played the fantasy college football, and you and Bo were just talking about it. Y'all, it seemed like y'all had a great, great day.
There was a lot of big numbers put up in week one, and that it tends to be the case because our college fantasy league is this Power 4 conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, like, there's a couple of other conferences too, right, Bo? Like, there's like 70 teams you can choose from.
Okay.
In the league. And, you know, sometimes teams play bad teams. Like, sometimes you have Jackson Dart against whoever the hell Ole Miss played. I don't know who they played. But there's also, like,
It was Furman.
Furman. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know what they did to upset Ole Miss or somebody on that program.
Did Ole Miss go like 75?
76 to nothing.
Yeah.
And it was like 50 at halftime.
Like, leave them alone, Lane.
Yeah,
and of course,
what they do.
The Lane troll is back. I love the trolling of Brian Kelly.
Well,
just,
he asked for it.
But this is my thing.
Brian Kelly asked for it.
And I'm wanting to know this Lane Kiffin thing. Because, I mean, Florida lost one game. All of a sudden, you see the list of Florida fans. This is who I want us to go get next. And Lane Kiffin is the first person. Like, what the hell has Lane done? What has Lane done other than make highlights and win press conferences and troll other coaches?
They won 11 games last year. Yeah.
Okay, they won 11 games. Florida, how far removed is Florida from 11 wins?
I don't know.
Like three years?
Yeah, but this coach, though.
Yeah.
They're this coach.
But look at Lane's team right now.
Stacked.
Lane ain't finna go down there and do that down in Florida right now. Florida is not Florida is not very good.
Yes, it's a talent issue.
Yes, it is a talent issue with Florida, which is so surprising considering it's damn Florida.
Yeah, but also it's the coach's job to accumulate talent, right?
He's having a rough one, man.
It is. He is.
He having, like – I'm trying, like, his lost face wasn't as bad as Brian Kelly. Now, Brian Kelly with the slamming of the hand, all of that was crap. But, like, he just looked defeated.
He did.
In the sideline, just watching Miami just put foots all in him.
Yeah, well, because he knew what they needed to do.
He knew.
That at the very least, you have to be competitive at home.
Nothing.
Against an in-state rival.
Nothing.
And they got smoked. They got embarrassed at home week one with all of the negative momentum of what had been said about that program and him over the last couple of years. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's his face looked exactly right.
Yeah, like
his face was very representative of where that program
is. Like, y'all
could
be
right
fired, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly right. So now, I mean, and the quarterback got hurt. So now DJ Legway has to play.
You got to let the boy play.
You got to let him play.
Let him play.
And he's got to play great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to get
him,
fired.
Let him play. Yeah. Let him play.
Yeah, he's in a bad spot.
Maybe he can show flashy, like, see, just give me one more year.
I know, but it's going to have to be more than flashes now, right?
They just
got stomped.
They got curb stomped.
At home on the biggest stage.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's watching that game, right? Like, that's one of the big games of opening weekend. Now, they weren't ranked or anything like that, but Miami went in there and just absolutely took their cookies.
Yeah.
And look, Miami is really good. Miami seems like they're really good.
They got a quarterback.
They haven't had that quarterback in a long time.
Yeah,
like, that's the difference maker. They got players all over the place, and they got trenches. And, I mean, they still have Cristobal as their coach. So there's going
to
be—
He didn't have to do any late-game stuff on Saturday.
It was funny, though, because they were beating them like crazy. But Florida fans were still hanging around. Florida fans in the stadium were still hanging around until like the very last turnover that they had, because who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe Cristobal
lets us back in it.
This 17 points to Cristobal is no big deal. That was a great first week performance for Miami. Cam Ward seems the real deal. If he plays like that, he's going to be in New York for the Heisman ceremony, and Miami's going to win a lot of games, probably be in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
You also look at the rest of the ACC. Like, who are they going to have to beat?
I don't know.
Georgia Tech looks like the second best team in the ACC right now.
And I mean, you just don't know now, because it was always a Clemson and Florida State thing. And you, after two games for Florida State, one game Clemson, you just don't know. Now, how does Clemson fare against teams that are more on their level?
Yeah.
I think is something that you're going to look at in the ACC. I think Miami might, after one week, I think Miami might be the best team in the ACC. But, I mean, when you look at other teams, I remember I was telling you, I don't know what we were talking, Thursday or Friday, people were talking, Virginia Tech, they got a quarterback, they got 20 whatever starters coming back. They went to Vanderbilt and got caught.
They did.
They were
down 17-0 in that game.
Give credit to Vanderbilt and everything like that. But, yeah, I just don't know where the pecking order in the ACC is going to be.
No, it's hard to say after 1 week or two games for Florida State. But I think you can say a couple things for sure. At least I feel like I can say a couple things for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State's not one of the best three teams in the ACC.
I don't think so.
Miami feels like they definitely are one of the best, maybe the best, but certainly one of the three best. And I'm with you on Clemson. Like, as much as I wouldn't want to hear this if I was a Clemson fan, because I still view myself as one of those programs,
right,
you do kind of need to see what it looks like against, like, an equal.
Yes.
Georgia's not an equal right now.
No.
Georgia doesn't have many equals in college football, maybe none, the way that they played week one. But you kind of need to see what it—because Clemson's defense is going to be great against most, like, mortal teams. They're going to shut down average offenses and below average offenses.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a good job against Georgia for stretches of that game.
Their defensive line dominated the game.
And I know, again, this sounds like consolation and whatever, like victory for not. But they played hard as hell, man.
They did.
Like, they didn't,
they
you
did.
Know what I mean?
They like, did. They kept bringing it. They kept coming.
Especially on defense. Like, they played real. They're just not as good as Georgia, and it's not close.
And I just know this. The first touchdown, the fade pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no DB coach. I know a lot about football. I ain't no DB coach. He ain't supposed to play that kind of technique. That was too damn easy. And me and Samson are sitting down there watching the game, and I'm looking at it. As soon as 8 goes to the right, I'm like, oh, that's a fade for a touchdown. Look how the damn corner's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an easy just lob to him. Just, I mean, 10 had a rough one.
Yeah.
10 for them had a rough one, man. He had the cowboy sleeve on there and everything, so he looked.
I know he had a couple plays early, too, so he was feeling himself.
Yeah, feeling himself.
And then they got him in coverage.
And then it was a wrap. It was a wrap. But, yeah, I mean, this is a great overall weekend. You talked about it, you know, the Penn State, how they end up winning that football. Now, the weather delay came in.
Mm-hmm.
But Penn State was going to win that game.
They
were going to win that game because their quarterback, he showed that he can play quarterback.
Yeah, they went to the weather delay and decided we're going to let him throw.
Yeah, he can play quarterback.
He's got an arm.
Yeah.
And they got weapons. I love that running back. I love that running back that Penn State has, who's been good for a number of years.
Right.
So keep feeding him the football. But, yeah, that was impressive for them to go on the road
and
win that one.
Definitely Notre Dame.
Dude, Notre Dame – Like, we talked about it last week. It's the first time in over 40 years they haven't had an upperclassman on their offensive line. And early in that game, their offensive line struggled a little bit. They got better and better and better. And they're a tough team. And both those teams are.
Yeah.
But that game, that was a prize fight. That was a heavyweight fight
going back and forth and everything. And I thought just the way that A&M was able to run the ball in the second. Notre Dame was able to run the ball in the second half was the key to it. The quarterback, he played okay.
He played okay.
He was okay.
Yeah, didn't make mistakes.
I think that was the biggest thing because, you know, going into, he's playing against his former coach and blah, blah, blah. He played okay. But I thought that, you know, Marcus had his team ready to play. And I said it earlier in the show. I saw the clip again this morning when they're walking out that tunnel and he is like, he talking like he a player, like he's going to go out there and play and had them dudes so ready to go out there.
Notre Dame's defense is going to be legit. They're going to be hard to score against.
Just like the Michigan defense. Michigan has first round picks on all three levels of their defense.
Yes. They might have the best corner in college football.
Maybe it was the first game. You want to rotate quarterbacks. Yeah. Everything. They can't do that against this weekend.
No.
Because Texas will blow doors.
No, I think that they're – and it happens. Yeah. You know, like they got it all together last year and went 15-0, won the national championship, lost a billion guys to the NFL and lost their coach. And it's, you know, take a step back. Yeah. It happens to most normal teams.
It does.
Doesn't happen to Georgia. Doesn't happen to Alabama. Doesn't happen to Ohio State. But it happens to most normal teams when you lose as many guys like that and that much turnover. You might take a step back. Plus, they have a really hard schedule.
Yes.
They play Texas this weekend. That's going to be a hard one. They play USC the week after that.
Ooh, where's that game? I'm assuming that's not in Pasadena.
I don't know where that one is. I know they have Texas in Ann Arbor.
But, I mean, that was, I think my takeaway was how weird it was to see Big Ten by USC.
Very
and
weird.
Listen to that damn, and it irked my nerve to hear the CBS.
Sorry, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
USC is in Ann Arbor also.
Hear the CBS chime and see Big Ten.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then you hear my guy, Gary, and you hear them. I was like, ugh.
It's weird.
It's too weird, man.
It's really weird.
It was really, really freaking weird to hear. And Big Ten football on CBS. What?
I know.
Yeah, that was raggedy. And also Tech, great job by them. Haynes King. It was a little sloppy early on.
Yeah, they got off to a little bit of a slow start.
Sloppy, and then but Haynes King played really, really good on Saturday night against Georgia. I love that Georgia State blue. I don't know what it is about it. I love that blue. It just looks so sharp. But yeah, good with Georgia Tech 2-0. Don't know if the rankings are out yet, but hopefully they are ranked. It would be cool if they
haven't seen them yet.
Haven't seen them yet
because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with Tech. Like,
yeah.
How high do we put them?
That's what it is. Okay.
How? Because and USC was 23.
Yeah.
They played damn good and they beat LSU. So they got to jump up.
So why don't they take
should
USC?
Should Tech be ranked higher than LSU?
Where was LSU at?
They were 13. And they lost to USC. Neutral site.
No. Yeah, why not? They're 2-0.
They're 2-0.
They're 2-0.
They're 2-0. They got a top 10 win.
They're 2-0. And
they beat a top 10 team in a neutral field.
Give me your
a different country.
Give me your synopsis on this Oregon game.
Because
you're just loving it.
Yeah, but they just didn't take them seriously.
Okay.
Like, that was such an overlook game. Like, and I don't know why, because I don't know if they're thinking about Boise State like that or what. But, they made so many dumb mistakes in the red zone in that game. Because Dylan Gabriel threw for, like, 400 yards in that game. Like, they should have scored 40 points.
Right.
But, no, they let Idaho hang around. And you can't do that with the Vandals, Randy.
Oh, no.
You let the Vandals hang around too long.
You can't let the Vandals hang around.
Look, I'll say this. If they show up like that against Boise State, they're going to lose.
You think so?
Because Boise State's got guys. Like, they have like, legitimate – that dude, Ashton Jeanty, ran for 267 yards and 6 touchdowns. Now, I know it was against Georgia Southern,
right.
But it was at Georgia Southern.
Yeah, it was.
It was hot down there.
Yeah, that's why when
I saw they're not used to that heat in Boise, Idaho.
I was like, Boise is at – oh, Boise, Georgia State's going into Boise. He's like, no, Boise is in Statesboro.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
I traveled all the way down there, and Ashton GT put up 6 touchdowns on
him. I mean, bam, 6 tugs.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of damn touchdowns.
It's a lot of touchdowns.
It's a lot of touchdowns. But, yeah, overall, just a great weekend. I mean, I think my biggest surprise probably was the LSU-USC game. Because I picked Notre Dame to win.
I didn't think USC was going to be that much improved.
I thought Boston College would win that game. But yeah, SC impressed me because they were flying around. They did not get pushed around by LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know because I'm pretty sure Brian Kelly's a smart man. And I know he probably got smart people around him. But when you have like this pass rush guy who just is probably maybe the pound for pound maybe the best pass rusher in college football. And you saw last year that what happened when you don't let him do that.
Out. Yeah.
And you don't let him do it again.
Yeah. Maybe he's not that smart.
Maybe he's not that smart.
You know what I mean?
Maybe he's not that smart.
I don't know. We give people credit because they have big jobs.
Yeah.
Like that they're smart.
Maybe he's not that damn smart.
But if you don't just let Harold Perkins wreak havoc on the edge.
He switched his number to 7 and everything.
Maybe you're not that smart.
You know, and we know what 7 at LSU is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the guy.
That's the guy.
Put him on the edge and let him get to the quarterback.
Damn.
Now, you know what we should do is see what his coverage skills
are.
Yeah,
let's let him stand coverage.
Get him as far away from the quarterback as possible. Help them out. Make your game plan the thing that they want you to do most. Silly. I don't get it. Ugh. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. I know he's really fired up about the decisions that Brian Kelly made.
Bo, your alma mater had a rough one, huh?
It did.
Yeah. Yeah, Georgia.
Georgia State looked all right. Yeah. You know, got a touchdown by the Frenchman. It's got all a right. Fun name to say anyway.
We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, the reaction to week one in college football, looking ahead to week one in the NFL. I really, you know, we spend so much of the year talking about this and leading into it and getting ready for it and all that. Enjoy it.
Because it goes fast.
It goes so fast.
It goes so fast.
You blink and then it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man.
And then you blink and then it's the Super Bowl. And it's like, man, there it is. So yeah, it's week one of college football in the books, talking about it. Hopefully your team did good. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute. His team didn't do great. And then it's week one of the NFL season right around the corner as well. Now, one thing we haven't talked about yet, and there's a couple of reasons why. There was a day since it happened. There was a lot of football. They didn't play yesterday.
Who?
But
the Monarchs?
Losing a series 3-1 to Philadelphia is pretty familiar, isn't
it? Oh, man.
Familiar feeling.
I don't even want to talk about that, dog, because it was rough. Now
so close to not being rough.
Yeah, but it
and
was.
And then it was rough.
It was. You got the bullpen's a little worn down now.
I don't even blame them.
I don't either. I can't.
The Braves had the bases loaded in the ninth.
I'm trying to blame somebody.
And they had the Manfred runner. Blame the offense. They can't score any damn runs.
Well, we already know that.
Okay.
We're talking about Michael Harris's catch, though.
Yes, that's all I want to talk about. That is all I want to talk about.
Give that man the SB right now.
That's like one of the craziest catches I've ever seen.
All I want to talk about is Michael Harris's catch.
It's
just other than that, everything can go to hell.
Well, the starting pitching is great.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But we said this Friday when we were out there at East Lake. We said, don't come back further back than when you went up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a pretty good chance they were gone.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But still, and I hate damn Castellanos.
So does Grant Holmes.
I can't stand that dude. You know, he's a hell of a ball player.
He's a good player.
But he just because of my dude.
Maybe stop throwing him fastballs up. You know? High fastballs. Just seems like. Because at bat before, and I know Russell Iglesias is a much better pitcher than Grant Holmes, but like just outside breaking balls. Nothing that he could even hit. And he swung at all of them and he was gone. And then Holmes gets him down 2 strikes. He's like, you know what I think I'll do? I'll mix in a high fastball. See if I can catch him off guard.
Pow! Nope.
Game over.
Nope.
Rough weekend for Snit, honestly.
Yeah, he did some.
And again, he got put in bad spots because the offense didn't take advantage of opportunities.
But, I mean,
but some bad decisions.
But, I mean, they always leave runners on base.
Yep.
That's what they do.
And the Phillies left a lot of runners on base, too.
And
like, that was the story of the series. Exactly, because they just had a little bit more. It was like every time it was a close situation, the Braves were bringing up Whit Merrifield, and the Phillies are bringing up Bryce Harper. Like, their lineup's just better than the Braves is. It's not close. The Braves starting pitching has been incredible, but yeah, that sucked. All right, they're back at it tonight. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
The Game.
Every day at this time, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
We've already dissected LSU's loss to USC. There's no reason to go back into that.
We don't have to.
I'm not trying to be the beater of dead horses or anything.
We don't do that.
Talk about Florida real fast. So apparently after in postgame after Florida loses, Billy Napier, you know, admits that maybe he's been getting advice from the wrong spot.
If we can focus on those things and not necessarily what some guy in his basement saying in, you know, rural Central Florida on social media, then we got a chance to get better.
Maybe right? You shouldn't. Go by the advice of somebody in rural Central Florida.
This is what you don't do.
Yep.
You do
not fight the pick.
You do not fight fans.
Nope.
They were there before you, and they're going to be there after you.
And they're not wrong.
And they're not wrong, dude.
You lost the game.
You lost the game. And they,
also, people don't have basements in Central
And that was going to be my next thing. They don't have basements. So if you're going to make a suggestion, be right. I saw a water bottle kick his butt this weekend, too.
A water bottle?
Yeah, like he was trying to – he was at a press conference trying to talk and couldn't get the damn top off. Like he had a rough weekend, man.
Yeah.
Rough weekend. I saw the
Billy Napier had a bad weekend.
The Miami players are going over there talking to their recruits, and the, you know, they came to see Florida. They want to come to Miami. And them dudes just over there cackling at them. Cackling.
Cam Ward said, yeah, I don't know. I heard it was supposed to be loud in the SEC. Just as loud in Washington, not louder.
It made you feel so good, didn't it?
I was like,
you sure he wasn't saying, he wasn't talking about.
Could have been talking about the Cougs. I don't know. He could have been talking. But I would never say, because I do think that, like, in general, the SEC fan bases are all bigger, and the average passion of an SEC fan is maybe higher than the average passion of another conference. Maybe not the Big Ten, but there's just more.
Right.
There's just more of them. But, like, you get 100,000 people in a stadium anywhere in the country,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be loud.
Yeah.
Like,
but, I mean, you looked at it. How many damn
people in Florida
how
can't
many
yell
Miami fans?
In Montana?
How many Miami fans are there?
Lots.
There was a whole lot of them.
Yes.
There was a whole lot of them.
Speaking of Florida fans, here's one. This is Josh Prey, who went viral over the weekend this loss because Florida ruined his dinner plans.
You understand me? I am in front of a damn Denny's right now. A Denny's right now. Hey, that is Denny's out there. Florida Gators, y'all supposed to make me want to go to Ruth Chris. Y'all supposed to make me want to go to Ruth Chris and get a medium steak, because I know how to eat a medium steak now, and water with a couple of lemon. I want to be exotic. I throw a lime in there. But no, you got me in Denny's where I'm not sure if the damn plates are clean and they wash their forks, but you know what? I don't care. I ain't finna go in here asking no plastic. Might have fat ass finna go in here and sit at the bar. You know how pathetic I gotta be to sit at a damn bar in Denny's?
Denny's has bars?
Dude,
I was not aware of this.
I laughed so hard because one of our listeners sent me this Sunday.
That is well done.
I laughed so damn hard. And the reason it made it so funny, first, the facial expression, but he kept flashing back to Denny's.
Yeah.
Which was just the funniest thing ever, dog.
That's a low place to be if you're going to the bar at Denny's.
Yes, dog.
Because not every Denny's has them.
No. So
if the Denny's sign says cocktails, then they have a bar.
Yeah, man.
And then it's a full-on bar in there?
You can go in there and get some cocktails at Denny's.
Yeah, but then
Slam and a Tito's and soda?
Yeah, man.
Did you see the Florida State fan that said if they lost to Boston College, he was going to eat some poop?
Why?
Why is it?
Why
question.
Would you do that?
Why
you M-loving dummy.
Yeah, you silly man. But he deleted his account, and now he's hiding.
His whole account, that's 321 Noel. He will eat dog poop out of a Red Solo cup with a spoon.
Why?
And post a video of
you
me doing it.
Don't do it. I'm not going to call you no coward. I'm not going to call you a fool, an idiot, a coward, or nothing you don't do that.
But also,
don't do it.
Don't definitely don't do it.
Don't do it.
But also don't say you're going to do it.
Yeah, whatever.
Because saying you're going to do it is also stupid. Like, why would you even say that you were going to do it?
What's the point?
Yeah. On social media.
What's the point?
He couldn't even escape SportsCenter.
No. Team's down. That's understandable. They're not down as bad as that dude on the internet who said he'd eat dog poop out of a Solo cup. You just get to delete your account. And the internet ain't going to forget that, buddy.
So?
You don't get to just keep it moving and get a new name.
Yeah, you do.
People are going to find you.
Man, whatever.
That's how that works.
Whatever.
I hope they find him.
Whatever, man. Don't eat it. I know Michelle, when I listened, you sent me to the one with Brennan Clinton with Georgia at Clemson with Dabo.
Oh, yeah, with the film session.
Oh, my God.
It's very good.
Oh, my God. And there's Peters and Davis.
Hey, man. All the Dabo Sweeney, like, social media prompts right now are so fantastic.
Yeah.
People were doing, like, fake Dabo quotes after the game.
Yes.
Are we 0-1? Yeah. 0-1 to the Lord.
Yeah.
People are saying I'm washed. You're darn right I'm washed. Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah,
like, that's pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff.
And with a day off yesterday, I completely forgot that this was on the TV.
With a total score of 83 hot dogs eaten. Of the first ever Netflix unfinished beef hot dog competition and new world record holder, it's Joey Chestnut!
I remember when he was supposed to have given up competition eating because he was having health problems.
What was that?
That was the Netflix Joey Chestnut versus Kobayashi.
Oh,
that
really?
Was yesterday.
That happened yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Joey Chestnut ate 83 hot dogs.
Did not know that.
That's too many hot dogs.
That's way too many hot dogs.
And they said he was stopping because of health issues?
Well, he originally said, and I guess that was before he inked the Netflix thing,
right?
That he was going to stop competition eating because he was having health problems, which, okay. That
seems like you would.
You might want
if you
to.
You ate 83 hot dogs.
83 hot dogs.
That's
don't
not
feel like it's good for,
for your body. Do you think you'll eat 83 hot dogs from now until the end of your life?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think I have 83 more hot dogs in me. I don't know how many there are, but it's not 83.
I had a hot dog. No, I had a hot dog out of East Lake.
Okay.
Okay, that's one.
That's one.
I don't know when last time I had a hot dog prior to that. Right. I cooked hot dog this weekend.
But you didn't eat it?
I ain't even.
Okay.
Yeah, probably about 10 hot dogs a year.
I'm going to the Braves game on Thursday. Sometimes I get hot dogs at the baseball game.
There you go.
But that's one.
Yeah.
They got 82 more after that. I don't think I'm going to make it.
No. So I told you all last week how Pat McAfee was leaving WWE. As he gets busier in football, he will return. Well, last night we found out who his replacement on Monday Night Raw is going to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Joe Tessitore.
Really? My man, Ray Barrett. Hello, Denver.
Hey, I am thrilled to be your partner. Let's get that straight. I'm thrilled to be part of the WWE broadcast family.
I had no idea Joe Tessitore was even a WWE fan.
I thought, didn't we know he was going to go be an announcer for WWE? We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
He did say this on like a SummerSlam pre-show. I didn't know that he was going to host Raw, though.
Oh, it's going to be. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, got it. I think it's smart. The numbers on those things are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the, I mean, everything in sports, live sports right now is going through the roof. But like, the numbers on wrestling are huge.
It's a great time to be a WWE fan. They are killing it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then a quick shout-out over the weekend. Saturday, where I was watching football, a pretty big draft pool party hosted by my guy, Brian. So I appreciate all the hospitality by Brian and his lovely wife, Marta. We did our fantasy football draft. We watched some football. Then we played some cornhole. Both these guys listened, so I told my guy, Chick-fil-A Nolan, I'd give him a shout-out. Nolan pulled a four-bagger while we were playing cornhole. Yeah, I'd never even seen anybody do that, and he did it. So
what does that mean,
Nolan? He got all four bags in.
Oh,
in one turn.
Yeah. Nice. Good for him.
Had to Google what it was called.
Four bagger.
Did not know it was a four bagger.
There you go.
Four bagger.
Well done, Nolan.
Four bagger.
We like it.
Oh, yeah. When's the last time you played cornhole? You going to Braves game? Can I come?
Sure.
Who are you going with?
My wife and a couple of her friends.
Oh.
They're cool.
You get tagged along?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
But it's a night out of the house without the
kids. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
And they sell beer there.
I hate being a tag along. And I do my best.
I like it. These are the people I did the thing at their MC'd their wedding.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm friends with them.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm friends with them. But they're like, they're her friends, but now I'm friends with them.
So you're the only guy?
No. They're a man and a woman that are married.
Oh, I thought you said her friends. I thought you meant like multiple her, like a multiple.
So
girls.
The woman and my wife and the woman were in a sorority together in college. Yeah. And then she got married to Kyle, mm-hmm. and I emceed their wedding.
Yes.
It was in Sedona, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And Kyle's a cool guy.
Okay.
And he's a big Braves fan. So we get along. We get along. And so we're going to go to the game.
Hell yeah. Biggest thing you said, no kids.
And there's not going to be any kids there. Yeah. It's awesome. This is going to be a good deal. And my wife doesn't have to work Friday. So she can actually hang out.
Oh, yeah.
And have fun. Because normally she has to get up at 1:30 in the morning to go to work. Which is a really terrible time to get up to go to work.
Yes. It's unfair.
It's too early.
Seems unfair.
I don't know what the cutoff should be, but 1:30 is too early to have to go to work. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Huge week number one in college football. We'll talk about the Georgia win over Clemson, everything else that went down in the college football weekend as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.